Hello, this is Ryokyo Endo, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. I wish I can only give a talk to make people just feel comfortable. However, sometimes I might have to talk about something confronting to ego. I wish I don't have to because I'll not be liked if I confront two people's ego. But in the other hand, I don't mind to be not be liked because something progressing, something to make improvement, to awaken the potential of the people is much more fun. Well, anyway, what I want to say first is that the human being hasn't educated or they don't have a system of the education how to create a happy life. People are unclear if happiness depends on the matters or happiness depends on the heart. Well, many people say, oh, we need both, even though they are concentrating about building up the materialistic happiness. In case, if we are dependent on the matters for our happiness, the death is the biggest unhappiness. And that, I think that's what everybody has this image, subconsciously or consciously. Basically, human beings are all the time up and down, depend on the phenomenon of the external world. And the end of the life, now the worst situation comes. We human beings need to know that there is the happiness that no matter what situation comes, it is really like depend on the people's sense of the intuition. Some people can expect with intuition that those world, the happiness that nothing depends on the physical world or the physical body exists. And some people can never ever imagine those sensations or those feelings or those world exist. This is depend on which side people seeks in life. More, who seeks in life the spirituality, they think the life has more quality than people who seek the physical matter in life. People who seek the physical matter in life, they don't value about life as much as the people who seek the spirituality in life. They say, therapy, this is life. And some other people really think, no, life is not like this. We human beings have much more things, much more potential. There must be treasure in our heart beyond the matters, beyond the physical body. Those people start to practice sooner or later. However, my feeling is that there can be more people be awakened because of the death of the planet is getting there. There are people who really awaken the spirituality or the God or Buddha, who are waiting for the death execution. Some people really convert and reverse spiritually. Human being could be like this. How we can find out the way of the true happiness, which nothing can be taken away, and the phenomenon happiness as well. But it always comes, have to come after. Because why I'm saying is this is because the religion has imprinted human being that if you seek for the spirituality, the way of God, you have to give up the physical happiness. And I'm not buying it, because the heart is the base of everything, of the including phenomenon. If you only seek for the physical matters, and you won't get the spiritual happiness. But if you seek for the true spiritual happiness, the phenomena will follow you. The best way, the path, to awaken to the spiritual happiness, the way of the happiness, is to altruistic heart and egoless heart. Actually, both are back and forth. But people need to be aware of this, that this is back and forth. Some people practice or just experience nothing, emptiness, and not really care about other people. But there is no individual existence. And as you become egoless, then the great spirit of the universe starts to unify you and will full care to you, and one existence include all other existence. So the heart of caring heart of the great spirit of the universe have to expand, which springs out from you. And this is the altruistic heart, of course. And if you really want to live altruistic way, it's totally have to be egoless. Anyway, if you have these two, really think simple. You will be liked. Good destiny does not come itself. Always brought by the people, other people, who like you. And if you are really living in ego and not caring about other people, you will not be liked. And people won't bring you as a missionary of the happiness, who only think about the merit of others. One who think about only merit of others is the one who is egoless. And the great spirit of the universe will be dwelled. The one will be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe. And it is the oneness of the all Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Devas, will be on your side. Do you ever can imagine who dwelt by the great spirit of the universe and all the sacred beings are on one side and become unhappy life? No, right? The one who will be living based on altruism and egoless will be dwelled by the great spirit of the universe, and all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Devas will be on that one side. nothing to be worried. Just to live, sending positive energy to the people around you all the time. Just think about best for others and be dwelt by the great spirit of the universe. Your life and happiness will be guaranteed.